Hello, today I'm going to show you how you can improve the performance of an Ajax application by using a new feature called script combining. So what we have here is a simple page that has a few simple controls such as calendar extenders from the Ajax control toolkit and some custom script that we're including in the page. If I run this very simple page, it does work. I have my calendar extenders here, which enable me to select a date. And I have my sample script that is running and that's displaying this done message here. So nothing really fancy here. But what's worth noting is that even a simple application like that, because it's using components, is likely to bring down a lot of scripts with it. So in this particular case, the Ajax Control Toolkit is bringing down a lot of script. And as you build more complex pages, chances are you're going to use more and more components, and each of these components is likely to send down its own script. So lots of those scripts will get cached, so that improves the situation, because the second time you'll just have to parse those scripts and it will take less time. But even so, here we have caching that's working, but still, and you can see that 94 kilobytes here come from the cache, but still we have 15 requests and it takes some time to download, around 300 milliseconds most of the time. So we can probably improve on that by just combining all those script resources into one. One way we can do that is by actually first determining which scripts are running on the page. So this can be done by adding a small control that we'll make available out of band as a separate download. But this control can tell you exactly which scripts are needed on a page. So here, the control rendered all the script references that we need to add to our page in order to combine all those scripts. So here you can see that it actually gives them to you under script reference form, and you already have the name of the scripts that are being added, the assembly, and all that stuff is already there. So I can cut that, paste it into the new composite script property under script reference, under script manager. And I can remove my old script reference here. I can remove the profiler component and indent that a little nicer. There you go. And I can rerun my page. And now I have the same page that's running now with four requests. So I still have the legacy web resource.exe files, but here in that single script resource.exe, I have. Let's switch back to Visual Studio to see what we have. We have the Microsoft Ajax framework, we have my custom script, and we have all the Ajax Control Toolkit files that got included. The download time for the whole thing went down by about 40 to 50 milliseconds, but actually you could get much better gains if your page is using a lot of scripts. The download size actually went down too because, among other reasons, because it's you can compress a single file better than you can compress a lot of individual files. So the compression is going to be better on this. And the total number of requests went down from 15 to 4. So here we have a simple case where just using the script combining feature saved us some download time, saved us some requests, and generally improved the perceived performance of the application. So that's it for today. This is the feature. I hope you like it.